Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Oh, good. Yeah, excellent. So we should have, they should bring the games to the bush too. All right, they're the stories that Cherie, some of the stories that Cherie's looking at this morning, everybody. Headlines at 8, next major bulletin at 8:30. This is a story that Leighton and I are very excited about this.
Right, cycling story, is it?
No. It's the
he said he was as well.
The aged care minister.
Oh!
Ken Wyatt. Now, Kenny Boy has come up with this awesome idea for a gap year for people approaching retirement age.
This is awesome.
Isn't that a great idea?
What a great idea.
Mr. Wyatt yesterday said that with more than 6 million Australians aged between 50 and 75 and facing an extended life expectancy, older people should adopt the teenage concept of a gap year as they transition to retirement. So this is a great idea.
Great.
We could all head off to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, but isn't retirement like a big gap year in
There's actually a lot of validity in this, because a lot of people, when they get to 65 and they retire, they don't know what to do. They don't get up at the normal time that they get up in the morning. And they have no...
You're speaking from experience.
They don't know what they're going to do with the rest of the day.
So it's to prepare you.
It's to prepare them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's a good idea.
We've got it planned out. We're going to head off to the Gold Coast. We're going to call it Oldies Week. We're going to take over all of the low-rise apartments. We don't do stairs. Then we're going to run amok at the Southport RSL Club. Massive crowds all trying to secure parking for their mobility scooters and Zimmer frames.
And $10 all-you-can-eat buffets.
Of course, all of the RSL entertainment will be mobbing our idols, the Deltones, Wickety Whack, Jade Hurley.
We'll
be playing all those games like Pass the Defibrillator. And, of course, getting your teeth out when you win the feature on the Pokies. Then after a big night when you've stayed out till 9:30, smoking the lawn clippings from the council chamber, drinking the peppermint tea. Of course, you've got the recovery session the next day. There's the battle to get fit at the Sizzler all-you-can-eat buffet, as well as the pushing in to get served at the McDonald's coffee and toasty deal. And then, of course, there's the seedy side of Oldies Week, the unsavoury types on the Gold Coast who'd be trying to sell you substances like Metamucil, Gaviscon, and, of course, all the anti-inflammatories. Oldies Week on the Gold Coast, I reckon it's got a lot of potential.
It's got a lot of potential. Of course, the pub and the RSL Club will have their courtesy bus going straight back to the old people's homes.
I'm going to paint the town bloody grey up there. Stand by. 8 to 8.
Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.